Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's do 15 minutes of heat. That's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. We're talking about Jovic. At the end of the last segment, somebody emailed Ira at the Sun Sentinel. And if you want to glean something positive, the emailer says, the experience Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Nikola Jovic get from this series will be invaluable. I think it's the only positive that will come from this Celtics matchup. Now, I know that's a silly takeaway after you got your ass handed to you in game one. But I don't think it's the worst take in the world.
Oh, good.
Because you get, I'm telling you, Crowder, to get some good, first of all, you're getting good playoff minutes from Jaquez and Jovic. That goes a long way, man. Listen, I'd rather have Jimmy Butler out there. I'd rather have it so that Jovic doesn't even have to play. I understand what you're about to rebut this with. I'm just telling you, if you're looking for a positive, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world to get them some serious playoff minutes.
And get your ass whooped being down by 34 at one point.
Right, that, but you're getting those minutes.
That minutes, nothing. You think that Triple J and Nico are going to be big pieces on a championship team? We need them to have this to win in the future? Come on, man.
I think Jaquez will be for sure. And I don't think that Jovic will be just an afterthought. But Jaquez for sure.
Like, I don't know if these are. And like you say, Triple J can play. And I enjoy it.
I mean, think about Bam. Think about Bam. Like, are they somewhat.
Triple J is nowhere close to Bam.
Aren't they somewhat similar, Solana, in where they were drafted and what they were doing in their first season?
Yeah, actually, you could make the argument Jaime Jaquez Jr. has had a way better rookie season than Bam Adebayo. Don't forget, in Bam's rookie season, he was basically backing up Hassan Whiteside and was just seen as like a rebound defensive 4 or 5. That's it. Like, he was out there to set screens, rebound for 22 minutes a game, and play good defense. I mean, nobody thought Bam Adebayo could take the steps that he's taken to be a perennial all-star. Hawk, I'm with you, man. And not just because, Crowder, you're going to call me a Heat homer, but you have to look for some sort of positives here. You know what the situation is. You're without Jimmy Butler going up against the Boston Celtics, and you're without Terry Rozier.
What's the knock on OKC? Great season. What's the knock on OKC in the playoffs right now?
No playoff experience.
Young, inexperienced.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting some experience for these young Heaters.
And if they get run off the court by 30 points for 4 games straight, I don't know if that's experience I want them to have.
But if that doesn't happen.
Ira responds with, I'm not sure about the only positive since it is relatively early. And you could even make a case that DeLon Wright made a case on Sunday to bring him back next season. But yes, there not only is nothing like playoff experience, but there also is no better stage for a team to get a read on how such players handle such moments. And that's a good point, too, from Ira, which is, okay, Jaime Jaquez Jr. is getting some playoff experience. But, you know, I remember in 2020, like, you learned something about Tyler Hero on a pretty big stage early on, which was, hey, this kid's not a flash in the pan. Like, this kid's a guy you can rely on come crunch time. And I think you kind of felt that with Jaime Jaquez Jr.
I'll go with Ira's sentiment of seeing what you have more than it's a great experience to be in the game. You see that the platform's not bigger than them. You see that right. They don't get caught up in. I'll ride with Ira on that. I'm with Ira on that one.
Yeah, look at Kendrick Nunn. Started every single game that season. Playoffs came around. It was obvious for Spo. Like, this guy's not somebody who can help you win a title. He was just a solid player as a rookie during the regular season. Like, right now, you're getting a chance to see that, hey, Jaime Jaquez Jr. can put up 16 points in his first playoff game on efficient shooting and hang tough with the best team in the league. I think that's invaluable for a guy like that.
I want to see a game 2 points up or down with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and if Jaime can hit that shot, and if Nico can hit that shot.
You don't want him taking that shot.
If it's Jaime Jaquez Jr. taking that shot in the playoffs, something's gone terribly wrong.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the big three. I'm looking at Jason.
He shouldn't be that option.
I'm looking
though.
At Tatum.
I can go down the list. He's not the guy that's taking that shot.
The only way
he ends up with the ball in that situation, taking that shot, is it bounced off someone's butt because the pass was errant.
That ended up in his hand. You gotta have stars. We talk about Murray and Jokic. Like,
well,
that's
the
what
Heat
we
do
need.
Have stars, though. I mean, I know this is too early to have the conversation, but I have a feeling at the end of this series, whenever it may be, whether it's after 4 games or 7 games, I have a feeling that there's going to be a serious conversation about the stars, because the three stars. I mean, is there anyone you wouldn't give up Luka for?
No.
I don't know if I because I don't know what Dallas is going to do, Solana, and I don't know if they'll even come back and win that series. If they do, it's a
but they're not trading Luka. Like, Luka would have.
I'm
to.
Just saying, at some point, don't they have to have that conversation too?
No, they don't.
Luka. Does Phoenix have to have the conversation about KD?
No, I don't think Phoenix does.
Really?
Not about KD
if they,
and Booker.
If they don't make it out of the first round.
I think they would want to have the conversation about Bradley Beal. Like, was that the right person to go bring in to pair up with these two other wings? But
should have consulted with you.
Bradley Beal has a no trade clause, which is why the Miami Heat didn't want to trade for him in the first place. Like, what if Bradley's like, oh, I don't care. I'm making money. I don't want to go somewhere else. The Mavericks are not going to trade Luka Doncic. Now, can Luka?
No, I was just throwing it out there. Is it like, is someone on the Heat so untouchable that you wouldn't have a conversation? Because that's what happened with Dame, right? Because Dame's on this Heat team if they were willing to let go of Bam.
But the,
correct?
Dame wants to be in Miami to play Bam.
I got you. I'm just telling you, Dame's on this Heat team if the Heat were willing to get rid of Bam. Portland didn't care what Dame wanted, as evidenced by him playing in Milwaukee. Yeah. So it didn't matter whether he wanted to play with Bam or not. They didn't care. They wanted Bam, and he was untouchable, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's fair to say.
Yes.
They could have had Dame Lillard this season. He would have been out there with Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero, and it could have been a mess, and it could have been great. I don't know. But I wonder at the end of this series, if it plays out the way that it did yesterday, is there a change in attitude about that core three, Butler, Bam, Hero?
No, I want to go Bam, Butler, Hero. I think Bam is the more important piece of the big three right now with Jimmy's age and
but
what's
he's
been going
the guy
on.
That stopped the Dame deal. Like, he was the guy that Portland coveted, and it was no deal for that. Now, again, Pat Riley thought it didn't matter. So I wonder if he knew, hey, there's a deal on the table to Milwaukee. We are sending him there regardless, or Bam goes into the deal. I think Pat Riley felt like he held all the cards. I don't know if he would have given him up or not for Dame Lillard.
No.
I honestly don't know.
No, he would not. I'll tell you right now, there is no way the Miami Heat at that point, right? Like, we're not talking now. We're talking at that point.
Right, then. Yeah.
That the Miami Heat were
going
to give
up finals.
Bam Adebayo, who they believe is their number one piece to build around. Like, he is the perfect player to build around. If you could add scoring talent around him, they were not going to trade him. And I would take it a step further, Hawk. Remember when Kevin Durant wanted to leave the Brooklyn Nets? Perhaps Miami can land KD if they're willing to give up Bam Adebayo. But I don't think the Heat, in any talks between them internally, thought, hey, we're willing to put Bam Adebayo on the table. We've had this conversation in the past. Bam Adebayo, in my opinion, is coveted as untouchable by the Miami Heat. But you start talking Luka, you start talking a Giannis, you know, not that those guys will be available, then it's a little different.
Bam, Luka, Bradley Beal, Eastern Conference champions.
Bam.
Okay, yeah.
Luka.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal.
Hawk, LeBron, Steph Curry, Bam, and prime Michael Jordan, Eastern Conference champions. I mean, yeah.
Pat Riley, head coach.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, but Hawk, just to go back to something Crowder said, where you say you need stars to win. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. Miami, to get over the mountaintop, I think we're all in agreement. They need a Damian Lillard-type player. Right? Like, we're all in agreement there.
A legit offensive threat. That's what we need.
They need to improve their roster with another star. But you're looking at the Phoenix Suns right now, who went out and got three star-caliber players. Why can't they get over the hump? Well, because they don't have enough of the other guys around those three players. So when you're talking about valuable playoff experience, knowing what you can get out of a young guy like Jaime Jaquez Jr., in my opinion, you're looking at a potential quality role player for the next 10 years that the Miami Heat are viewing in big moments right now, saying he could be that guy. He can't be Luka. He can't be the number one on a championship team. I think we're on agreement there. But can he be a quality role player starting or coming off the bench around superstars? You're seeing the potential there.
100%. But I would say this. You give Eric Spoelstra the Phoenix roster, 100%. They're not down right
for
now.
For sure. For sure.
100%.
I'm with you.
Yep. So that's the difference, where Eric is doing more with less. Where if you give him that, come on, bro. If you give him that, we might have won the damn East if that roster was in Miami.
Might have.
100%.
Bro, yeah, for sure.
Totally agree with that. Yeah. Heat, by the way, one more time, 14.5-point underdogs to Boston on Wednesday. They have a couple nights off. So you get Passover tonight, Panthers tomorrow, Heat Wednesday, Panthers Thursday. They're both off Friday, right?
Yes. Both teams are off Friday.
And then do they both play Saturday?
I think they both play. Miami plays Saturday at
or
home.
Is it Saturday, Sunday?
I think the Florida Panthers play Saturday as well. I'll tell you right now,
Hold
really
on,
quickly.
Yeah, they play Saturday. Panthers play Saturday at 5.
Yeah, the Heat play at
the Heat play Saturday as well.
Yeah, the Heat play Saturday also.
Okay, that'll be a home game at the
home game.
I don't know, but it could be 1 o'clock, right? Could be
no,
an early game.
I think it's a 7 p.m. game, and
it's
then
a 6 p.m. game.
6 p.m. and game four. The time has not been released yet for game four Monday.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.